My name is Joe Medeiros, and I'm from Auburn, California. My first time in the Sierra Nevada, I guess it'd be kind of difficult to pinpoint that, but it must have been in Boy Scouts, camping on the Merced River in the foothills near Snelling with a bunch of Boy Scouts and a campfire and watching the sky and the stars and that whole feeling of wildness. It really inspired me. I went a long ways through Boy Scouts and ended up working in summer camps in the high country, and that was it. Boy, and pretty soon it was, you know, go to school all year long, but all summer it was at some other Boy Scout camp up in the high Sierra. So I guess I got interested in conservation in college. I joined the Native Plant Society as they first were just starting. I was one of the charter members of the Mono Lake Committee. I thought, my gosh, these are the most incredible things in the world. This was even before I knew the actual, you know, or let's say economic value of these things. All I knew was the aesthetic value, the spiritual value, to me, the real value of the Sierra Nevada or any wild place. And to not conserve that seemed like, you know, a mortal sin. Why would you not want to preserve that which fires our spirits? And now, as a biologist and ecologist, and as actually a pragmatic, you know, taxpayer, you know, I see these things as being functioning ecosystems that represent so much good for mankind. Then when getting into the Sierra Nevada and realizing that, my gosh, you know, we're over-lumbering, we're treating our forests as what I call tuba forests, you know, recreation is out of hand, off-road vehicles, grazing in alpine meadows, and I'm thinking, you know, how could we treat this incredible resource like this?